Good morning, and welcome to the next Clearwater Jazz Holiday Foundation Young Lions Jazz Master Virtual Sessions. I am your guest host, Michael Kernodle, and guess what? You are in for a treat today. Why? Because we have none other than the master educator, awesome musician, trombonist, Tyler Workman, and his topic today is using triplet subdivision. That's right. We know how important triplets are when we're playing this thing we call jazz. You know, before we get into this awesome session, I want to remind you, if you have any questions, just go into that chat feature, type it out. We love questions. We love interaction. We'll set some time out to the side to answer any questions that you may have. You know, this wouldn't be possible without our wonderful, wonderful sponsors. So I want you to make sure, please check out the studio archives of our past video sessions at clearwaterjazz.com education outreach section. That's brought to you by Blue Water Wealth Management at Stewart Partners and Duke Energy, as well as Young Lion Podcast, available wherever you stream. That's brought to you by our friends over there at Marine Max Clearwater. Just search Young Lions Jazz Master Virtual Sessions wherever you stream. I mean, where can I start here? You've been here with many sessions by Tyler Workman. I mean, he's always doing the great trombone fundamental sessions, like long tones, lip slurs, major scales, arpeggios. You know, we just did one on improvisation, and the list goes on and on. Even he does our What I Love About series. I love those too. You got to go check those out. But if you don't know this wonderful trombonist educator, his name is Tyler Workman, and he's been working with us at Clearwater Jazz Outreach Programs for a while. Also, he's working with the My Journey with Jazz program out in the school system, so you may see him out there. He also works with me at Ruth Decker Hall Jazz. I mean, this man does it all. And if that wasn't enough, he's an instructor of music at the University of Tampa, where he's presently teaching Introduction to Jazz, as well as World Music Cultures. He has a Bachelor's of Arts in Music from FSU and a Master's of Music in Jazz Studies. So I think he's well qualified to talk about what he's going to talk about today. So without any other further delay, Tyler Workman, the stage is all yours.
Mr. Kernodle, thank you so much. Again, really enjoy being here. Thank you to Clearwater Jazz and our sponsors for hosting such a great event for students, professionals, everyone. Okay, we can all learn from each of these lessons. Okay, and so like you said, today is no different. We're going to be talking about triplets in jazz, but not just triplets, but how to practice triplet subdivision, right? You often hear maybe a band director or a music director say, okay, guys, here's the swing section. So now we need to subdivide triplets. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, play. And they expect the music to, well, have swing. But what does that mean? Okay, and you might hear them use triplet to refer to the beats of the triplet eighth notes. Okay. And by using a phrase, it will help you internalize this rhythm. And I do recommend finding some phrase, whether it's just saying, you know, triplet, or maybe ooh da la, find some phrase that works for you that you can keep that subdivision internally as we practice quarter notes, eighth notes, 16th notes. Okay. Having that subdivision is going to help us isolate the downbeat as well. Because by the act of subdivision, we are adding more beats inside of, well, one beat essentially. So we are giving greater values here, making it more accurate to keep the pulse. Okay, so obviously subdividing triplets is great, but subdividing 16ths might be a little bit better for maybe a slower piece, okay, and et cetera. Whatever your tempo is, you might need to vary your subdivision. For instance, if it's very, very up-tempo, you're playing some bebop heads, okay, something like that, well, you might want to subdivide just eighth notes or quarter notes, or if it's really, really fast, just the downbeat of one, okay? Again, each of these subdivisions are going to help you internalize these rhythms, this time, okay, essentially making your time more accurate. And that's what subdivision does. And I believe every musician, especially young musician, needs to practice subdivision, not just subdivide when they play sometimes, but have this active act of subdividing when you're reading music, sight reading, okay, when you're practicing warming up, if you're playing a solo, okay, an improvised solo. You guys, in each of these circumstances, we need good time. We need to practice good time. So we need to practice subdivision. Now with triplets, like I said, there are three, eighth notes, okay, that are bracketed off in a triplet manner. So we have three equal beats within one beat unit. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1. So each one of those beats were equally divided, and it helped me essentially keep that downbeat on every time on the downbeat of one, because instead of just thinking 1, 2, 3, 4, and that was a little bit more inaccurate, okay, because I gave myself, more space and more room for error, essentially. Okay, so subdivision is very important. Now, I would recommend, guys, when we are practicing, we are always practicing with a metronome, right? Most of us have cell phones here. And if not, they make metronomes and tuners that have, metronomes on them, right? But with your phone or device, okay, I would definitely recommend every time you warm up to play with the metronome. And not to play with a click either. That's what I hear a lot of students using, is a downbeat of one click, for instance, maybe accented 1 and 3. But for me, I keep my clicks all equal, all uniform, all sounding the same. And I choose where my downbeat of one is. And it makes it a little bit more usable, okay? Because if we just get done or something and we're getting back to it, we could just count ourselves off in that time and not have to wait. Okay, that downbeat click, now that's one. All right, I find that a little annoying and tedious. Okay, so by keeping all of the beats uniform, instead of having an accent on one, seems to help me, okay? Now again, that was a bit quick for my warm-ups, but for instance, we had our discussions on warm-ups. We should each have our own regimen. And let's say I've practiced my long tones. I've practiced my tonguing. I've practiced my lip slurs. And now I'm on to, maybe scales. Let's say scales here. So I would, for me, my practice regimen, I try to play my major scale. If we can subdivide these triplets, it will help us, okay? Again, by thinking of that note as the third triplet, that will allow the swing to actually happen when reading some rhythms as well, okay? But there are great advantages to subdividing, okay? So first I'll sort of demonstrate maybe playing triplets on just a major scale, for instance. Now, if we can just isolate the first note from that, but still keep that rhythm internalized, it'll sound like this. I'm still thinking triplet, triplet, triplet every time, because that is going to help me again isolate and find my downbeat of one. And like I said before, that last triplet eighth note, okay, if we're playing jazz, if we're playing swing, that should be our eighth note value, okay, that triplet eighth note where we push that. So if we were to isolate just the first and the third triplet in a similar exercise, and this is D major, it will sound like this. And again, triplet, 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 triplet. Okay, that is what I'm trying to isolate and not play that second triplet value. Okay, again, maybe test yourself even harder. Maybe only play that last triplet value. And one, two, ready, and. Okay, and have fun with the exercise. Okay, and again, it's all about internalizing this triplet, practicing it in different ways so that it's, well, something that you don't have to think about every time. And notice I said, you know, younger players need to practice subdivision. Well, that's absolutely right. But the purpose of practicing that subdivision is to get it down in a way where you're not actually, subdividing every single time. That subdivision is within your time already, and you're able to feel when that time is fluctuating forward, backwards, and that is why we are supposed to subdivide. Again, there's so many great, great advantages with subdivision, and if we're not doing or practicing subdivision in our playing, and others are, well, we are going to have inconsistent time. And if we just have two musicians in a band that are playing the same instrument that are, well, that have inconsistent time, that is going to bleed through the entire orchestra. And again, it's really for every member of the band to sort of have a common, whether it is eighth notes, whether it is triplets, whether it is sixteenths, okay? Each of these values can affect the time and the rhythms in which the musicians are playing. And that's something that not every band director or musician really thinks about. And again, we can have some fun practicing these exercises, because when we read, tunes, charts in jazz and big band and small group, okay, again, that swing is going to need to be there, right? And we're going to have to match not only our swing, but articulations, right? Dynamics with the other instrumentalists on the bandstand. And that's part of the joy that I really find with triplets. Mike, have you ever isolated triplets like that before?
Absolutely. Always work with the triplets, because that's the most important thing. We talk about swing. You have to have the triplets. And if you're not, you know, really concentrating on that, then you're really missing out on getting that true feel that we're looking for. So that is perfect in what you're saying right now. I mean, when I say perfect, you hit it right on the nail. You have to have those triplets. So I love the fact that you talked about making the exercise fun. Of course, you know, just sitting in a rehearsal going triplet, 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 that can get a little boring. So I like how you did that. The end of the triplet, the beginning of the triplet. I mean, just switch it up. But in everything, you have to hear that triplet no matter what. So that was right on it.
Absolutely. No, and you have to practice that. You can't be expected just to pull that time, you know, out of your back pocket, out of thin air without having, doing that work, right?
Absolutely. So, I mean, we all know, you made a good point. If the whole band doesn't have great timing, it's just going to feel unstable. So, yes, that rhythm correct section, yeah, they have to drive that triplet. I totally agree with you. From the bass player to piano, guitar, the drummer, of course, we got to be able to hear it to stay on that same page and stay on that same beat. So, I mean, this is pertinent information. If, whether you're a beginner or you're an expert, we all have to concentrate on using those triplets correctly. So, Tyler, I really, really enjoyed the session. I mean, I think sometimes we make it sound simple, but simplicity is really good sometimes. Like, if we can't do the simple things like this, then, I mean, forget about all the acrobats of improvisation and things like that. Let's concentrate on the basics of the basics. And also,
you'd be surprised how many kids can't really play triplets. You know, you tell them to subdivide, but you try to get them to isolate triplets on that one and third, they can't do it. Just the third, they can't do it. And it is something you got to practice. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, absolutely. No, you're exactly right. And I also want to recommend that everyone go out there and tell, not just about triplets, but the great things you're hearing right here at Clearwater Jazz Holiday Young Lions Jazz Virtual Sessions. I mean, where can you find great instructional information content for free from master educators, people that's out there on the stage that's actually playing the music? Well, you can find it right here. Go to our website, www.clearwaterjazz.com/education. And just check out those archives. And we also want to hear some feedback from you. We love to hear back whether you have a topic you want to suggest or you want to just tell us how well Tyler Wertman is doing. We want to hear that too. So email us at info@clearwaterjazz.com. We would love to hear from you. And as usual, you know, get out there and support live music. And we look forward to seeing you at the Clearwater Jazz Festival that's coming up really, really soon. It's going to be some amazing acts there. I'm your guest host, Michael Knodel. And we have Tyler Wertman here, your educator for the day. And until next time, keep it swinging.
Thank you for listening to Clearwater Jazz Holidays Young Lions Jazz Master Virtual Sessions. Thank you to our friends at Marine Max Clearwater for helping to present this podcast series. To learn more about the Clearwater Jazz Holiday Annual Festival tradition, other special events throughout the year, and our year-round education and outreach, please visit clearwaterjazz.com.